What do we have?
What do you have?
Oh, Zion. Pass, I'm sorry. Simon Nunbeis. Simon Nunbeis. Pass until the end. All right. No. Pass until the spots. Okay. Tonight and tomorrow nights we'll do both. We'll try and do both. So tonight is relatively easy. Tomorrow's complicated. Brock is very complicated. So we'll try and do it. So Sivka, so if you have grass that grew by itself without anybody having to plant it. So we said yesterday that's one of the main things, or 2 days ago, that's one of the main things of fruits, that it grows by itself. Even though they could be eaten raw, even if you cook them and they become a Michael Choshev, since it was never planted, ain't a Choshev pri, it's not considered a fruit. It's Shakol. Right? Meaning he's saying that a fruit that grows by itself, even if you cook it and it becomes Choshev, you don't make, you would not, you're not going to make, a pre, it's not a vegetable, it's not a fruit, and you make shakal. Right? Have a salad, salat, right? That lettuce, right? Your kadoimesh and nizra that was planted, that you do plant a varchala by pre adoma. The gamba sabah gedel mele, and the same thing with grass that grows by itself. And yet, in peiros hashuvim, if they have peiros that are choshuv, could go in yagdis, umalnis. I don't know what these are. Those there you make the bracha. That's pri, something that's not from the ikar of the pri. It's not considered like the pri. It's not considered like the pri itself. It takes one step down, meaning he'll explain. If it's a wood, then you make a bracha bera pri adam. Then he pri adama varchan ala tafel shakol, right? Because you have eight, the order is eight, adama shakol. So if it's pri adama, then varchan ala tafel shakol. V'chein ilan slat, caper bush, whatever that means. Zalin shalay ruin lachila, that its leaves are roy to eat. They're edible leaves. V'yesh v'alin kim in tamar and bolton, and on those leaves they have some sort of dates. Like sometimes in Arava's tree, you get a little bit, you get some fruits, and it has some sort of berries. And Kafrisin, which is Hena Klipa Pri, that's some sort of Klipa that's outside of Pri, like the outside of the. Of nuts, but right, gamkein lachila, they're also right, they're edible, right? So alav yainis shein ikara pri mevarch by a pri eitz. So on the actual berry, so then you make by a pri eitz because it's the ikar. Vala and on the leaves, vala tamaris, vala kafrisin, which are not the main part, they get downgraded once, so they go to by a pri adama. Chen alei brodim, which is the leaves of roses, shenirkechu b'devash v'tzuker, and you sweeten them up with honey and with sugar. Right, so these are leaves from rose bush, like a rose petal, and they sweeten them up. That's even though they grow on a tree, like we said, you downgrade. If it's not the main part of the tree, then you downgrade it. They're not the ikarapri. And martinin, and orange pieces of orange. And you also put it in sugar. You make the bracha bera pri adama. And this comes up with all the, the peels, orange peels that are sugared, and you have. I mean, for us, it's not so common, but you have. I mean, his point, the Kitzuk Shulchan Aruch's point that he's making here, is not from the main part of the pri. But there are shitas that say you would make shahakal on these things because it's really sugar and the honey and all that. But that's the ikar. And you have cucumber peels that they fry it in honey and sugar. That's also shahakal. Yeah, kidney is Shazar and Basadness, and you have the pods of peas that you plant in the fields, Avapishein Basukin, even though they're sweet by themselves, Im Achlan Beloya kidneys, eat them without the kidneys, and Shakol, then you'd make Shakol. Okay, it's hard to know these things because we don't have most of these types of foods. Velu Shazar Beginas, Aldas Loichlan Chaim B'Shabritain, and those that get planted in gardens that you're planting them to eat it raw when it's in the pod. Afilu kisha oichel and shavitim lechud. Even if you end up eating just the pods, yes, baruch by pri adama, because then that becomes the ikur part of the tree, of the or the vegetables. Yud garinin shel peiros. If you have seeds from fruits, so what broth you make on seeds of fruits? Imhei mesukin. If the seeds are sweet, baruch alein by pri adama, you make a baruch pri adama. Avo garinim hamarim. But seeds that are bitter, they're not nechshav at all. Are you eat it like that? You don't make a bracha on it at all. It's not really edible. Let's say you're masakin it, with fire, like they do with the seeds and the nuts. Like they heat them up. Then you would have to make shakol, right? But that's only in the actual seeds. I never heard of anybody making any bracha shakol on any types of seeds because I think they're all considered tasty. If you have almonds that are bitter when they're small, then the ikra achila on these almonds is the peel. It's not bitter, and that's why they plant them. You make the bracha gedolim. When the almonds get bigger, sha'az ikar achila hi mashi b'fnim, then the main thing is what's on the inside, v'humar, and it's bitter. Im oichlan kach, it's bitter if you eat it. When it gets almonds, when they get older, they still stay bitter, but you have to put them in the oven. So then, but let's say you decide to eat them without it, then ain't a mevarach klal. You're not going to make a bracha on them, like we said before, because it doesn't have a good taste. But if you fix it with or, since it is a fruit, and that's why you planted them to roast them. You have shkedim. You have almonds that are sugar coated. So that they have now, right? They have honey glaze, and all those type of things. Even though the sugar is the majority. He passes, do you make a butter priya eitz? Because the main thing that you want is the almond. The kumus, mechupa, betzuker, kumus, a different type of plant. The varach and rak, shakol, you make shakol, ki a kumus ain't a pri, because that's not really a fruit. So with the chocolate covered nuts nowadays, so it really depends on why you have them, why you like them. Do you want it because he has? Do you want it because it's you want the chocolate, or is it because you want the fruit? And that would be dependent on what bracha you make. You'd base pera shalaini or bishulan alila, fruit that was not become ripe on the tree. Afilu bishulan a tigam with vashra gadama, even if you cook them or fry them in honey and similar things. K'mayshu l'derech l'tagim peras, it's the derech to fry fruits shalaini nigmaru with vashas, that the peras that were not ripened to finish them off in honey, sugar, mevarach alein shakol. We make a bracha shakol. Achal esrog betugan uvash, but an esrog that's fried in honey by betzukr yeshavarach bara priya eitz. Then you make bara priya eitz. It's all complicated reason why in that case he's differentiates between the esrog and not. Actually, there's a he added on to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch article, has it in the back, of additions to explain himself in certain places. And here's one of them that he has an explanation. Yud Gimel Naivlois. What is Naivlois? Vehein Peirush Shenisifu Menachayim. Those are burnt. They got burnt by the heat. Like sometimes on the top of the lulav, the top of it is burnt. Right? So Venovlu, and because it got burnt, so it shriveled up. Venovlu Min Ha'ilan, and it fell off the tree, causing Shenisbashlu. Before they were ripe, meaning they got burnt before they were ripe. So kimichu davar shenis, since it's got ruined, ain mevarchin alav rak shakol. You only make shakol because it's no longer a fruit. Same pashiv, so same thing with bread that that became that decayed and spoiled. The tavshil and the skalkel and the tavshil that gets ruined a little. Mevarchan aleihen shakol. You make a bracha shakol. The shaila is what the bracha achrayna is on this. Because maybe you should make the birchas hamoli. But if it gets so ruined that it's not roi lachila, then there's no bracha. Like we said before, anything that's not really edible, you don't make a bracha. Real vinegar, meaning how do you know it's real vinegar? When you pour it on the ground, it bubbles. You don't make a bracha at all. And if you mix it with water until the vinegar becomes drinkable, then you make the bracha shakol. Then there's types of fruits that their derech is they never get ripe on the tree. After you take them from the tree, you put them into some straw or to grain. Small pears. Since that is the derech, so then you make a bara priyetz. Meaning the derech of that fruit is to take it off and let it sit. I think don't they do that a lot with avocados? Isn't that the right one? I think no people take them and they wait for them to get ripe. Because otherwise you just make a shakol. Okay, test vav. Yesh mine peres she'ein b'hem ela sraf ba'alma. There are types of fruits that only have in it sap. V'nekroim colonus. Bein en ruin lachila. The outside is not roi lechila. Ela mitzvah, you can suck it out. The zarkin haklipas, and then you throw away the klipa. So on those things, mevorchen ala mitzitza zu shakol. You make shakol because it's not part of. It's not really a fruit. The kivin sheikre ena ela lamashka. Since the main point of this is for liquid that comes out of it, ena lo shem pri klal doesn't have a name of a pri. Afilu hu beileya. Gama klipa v'agaren, even if he ends up swallowing this the pit, right? This is a some sort of fruit. It's like a coconut, maybe. No, coconut you eat the outside. Maybe the outside of the coconut. But you end up eating the peel, ain't shakol, you only make shakol. Okay, that's it for tonight, right? That's tonight's.
Tesfo was the last one for tonight. Sorry, it took me
So
so long to unmute.
that's what I did, right? It was just a
Yeah.
Tesla. Okay.